This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Boston Celtics have advanced to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals against Cleveland, blowing past the Washington Wizards 115-105 in Game 7. Meanwhile, the San Antonio Spurs will be without their leading scorer for Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals at Golden State today. Spurs coach Greg Popovich has ruled Kawhi Leonard will miss the game after aggravating a sprained left ankle in Sunday's loss to the Warriors. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins beat Ottawa 1-0 to even the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals at a game apiece. Tonight, Anaheim will take on Nashville at 8 p.m. The American Athletic Conference has extended the contract of Commissioner Mike Oresko through June 2020. The conference announced the deal yesterday. In Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks handed the struggling New York Mets their fifth straight loss, 7-3 last night. The Yankees were off and start a three-game series with Kansas City today. Boston was off and starts a two-game series with St. Louis also today. Red Sox left-hander Drew Pomeranz is scheduled for an MRI after leaving his start Sunday with tightness in his left triceps. Newly hired Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean continues filling out his staff by hiring Brian Gain to be the team's vice president of player personnel. Gain has 18 seasons of NFL experience, including the past two as the Houston Texans player personnel director. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says the team is considering Colin Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III as possible backup options to starting quarterback Russell Wilson. Roger Federer says he won't play in the French Open in a message posted on his website. Federer says he will prepare to play on grass and hard courts later this season. Angelique Kerber is back atop the WTA rankings, replacing Serena Williams. Monday's move up from number 2 represents Kerber's third stay to the top spot for a total of 26 weeks. Maria Sharapova has earned a spot in Wimbledon by beating 58th-ranked Christina McHale 6-4, 6-2 in the opening round of the Italian Open. The win gives Sharapova enough rankings to qualify for the third Grand Slam of the year. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.